Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities.
Hello, everybody. This is Shannon O'Hara, and apparently I'm launching my whole podcast with the first month is going to be on sex. I didn't plan it this way, but it seems like it's turning out this way. What a better topic. And so
what a hot topic.
What a hot topic. So today I'm actually joined by my husband. I just did another podcast recording with my beautiful friend Lisa Hendrickson, and all of you guys will love her, hopefully as much as I do, and be inspired by her beautiful, kind energy about this topic of sex. And so I thought, why don't we have a conversation since I'm always an oversharer? And
And since we're doing it.
I had the conversation with Lisa, and it was about really like opening up people to this new possibility of like enjoying their bodies and actually like in having pleasure and sort of like that life vital force of lust and sex in the body and everything that brings up for everybody.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot and pock, all night, shorts, boys and girls. So basically about creation on this particular topic, right?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, because most people don't function in the world of sex from any of those things. Like, it's not really for pleasure. It's not really for like creating more, like generating the body. Yeah. I would say like a lot of people have sex, in my experience, to be right, to fit in, to get a relationship, or, you know, all these other different reasons and twists for having sex.
Totally. I was sort of looking at like our sexual journey and wondering what it is that we could like discuss, expose, discover that would be a gift to greater ease, greater possibility, and people like getting out of judgment and maybe discovering what else is possible in this area. You know, so I was thinking about this question for us. It's like, I looked at when we first got together, like what was the sex like then? What is the sex like now? And what can the sex be for the future? It's like, as a married couple, we've had an interesting journey because like everyone knows that thing where you get together and you're on the honeymoon period and you're having sex all the time. And then when you get married, like there's that, everybody knows that there's that analogy about like when you get married, that the sex stops.
It's a thing.
For me, what's interesting is like when we first got together, my dad would always say like that women do sex to get relationship.
And men do relationship to get sex.
And I, you know, thought he was full of shit, but then like I really discovered like I definitely did sex to get you into a relationship with me, you know,
and it worked.
And it was interesting because as soon as I had the relationship, as soon as we got married, like I became less sexually choosing, and I really had to admit to myself, I really had to look, had to look at myself and be like, what am I doing? Like I had to admit like, yeah, I really did use sex to get the relationship, and now I have the relationship. So now what's the sex for?
Yeah.
And that was a real honest question for me. And so what you just said a few minutes ago about sex being, and maybe people caught this or not, but you actually said how you said something about sex being for generating the body.
Yeah.
And how I've had to, well, actually I have like a million things I kind of want to say like from the beginning.
There is so many things we could talk about with sex. It's an incredible topic. And I just want to throw in too, when you said, you know, having sex to get the relationship. And for me, I just want to say from my side, it was very much about, oh, if I have a relationship with her, then we'll be able to have sex all the time. Like it's this weird, it's incredible. Like Gary says it so plainly, but it's such a deep truth for, I would say, 99% of people. And the thing is, when we acknowledge these things, then we can actually do something with it. If we're sort of in denial of it or resisting it or like, oh no, it's not really true about me. I want sex because I love this person and this and this and this. Like we're really lying to ourselves and we can't really create something greater. So that's why we're acknowledging these particular things and then what's possible from here.
So can I ask like what's your sexual reality?
Whew, wow.
Lisa had the same response when I asked her.
It's definitely still developing. And I would say I've only began to look at my sexual reality when I, sometime into the relationship, our relationship, you know, never really beforehand. Cause it was always, for me, totally, it was too about being right. And
what do you mean?
If I'm having sex, I'm right. If I'm not having sex, I'm wrong.
Oh, totally.
You know, and it's totally based on other people's points of views and like this weird thing that you have to, or you have to be in a relationship. And I guess for women, it's probably more like if you're in a relationship, you're right. If you're not, you're wrong. And for men, it's like if you're having sex, you're right. If you're not having sex, you're wrong.
Oh, no. Well, I would say for me as a woman, like I've definitely had that. If you're having sex, you're right. Oh. And if you're not having sex, you're wrong. Yeah, right. No, for sure.
Maybe it's just a different balance between two as a general thing. But anyway, for me, like that definitely applied. Recently, it's been quite different, actually.
So what are some of the questions or some of the ways in which you've begun to discover your sexual reality? Like what inspired you for that?
Well, it's sort of like sexually as I keep having sex and I'm sort of like, what am I doing this for? Or like, what's the, like when I do something and it's the same several times and I sort of like ask a question about like, hey, what else is possibly, or what else would I like to create with this? Because this isn't like, I always want some sort of growth or some sort of development or more in a particular area. And with the sex with us, it's really, for me, it's always been great. And then it's sort of like, what else can we create here? What else can be generated?
So do you know what your sexual reality is?
My sexual reality is definitely about like ease and like a joy in the body where it's and out of control. Like I am such a fucking uber controlling person.
I was going to say, is out of control? Period. No, so out of control is maybe a wish and a dream for you in your sexual reality?
Or in life? Well, it's not, I'm aware of how controlling I am, including with sex. And I'm more out of control now than I ever have been. And like, I know there's more of a possibility there. So it's definitely something I'm shooting for and creating.
I think it's such an interesting conversation because it's like, it's weird to talk about sex because it's so totally not part of the head. The sex is really the body's domain, even though people do a lot of fantasizing and is like, is when they're fantasizing about sex, is that actually their sexual reality or is that a disconnection or a detachment from true sexual connection with the body? I know like when we got together, I was really looking for somebody who would love me and that I could like trust and be safe enough with to like open up sexually in ways that I had never really been willing to before with another person.
Yeah.
And I was, how old were we when we got together? Like I was like 28, 29. No.
30.
I was 30.
Yeah, you was like 33.
Oh, well, there we go. I was 33. Yeah. So like I was a 33-year-old woman who, to be honest, I had never really, really fully opened up to someone sexually. Not really, you know? And when we got together, I sort of wasn't conscious or honest with myself about like, okay, so like I'm looking for a man I can really open up to. Like it was just sort of like this, I guess this subconscious drive to find somebody who would love me enough to literally help me heal all the shit that had come before. And it was when we got together and after we were together for a while that I started to recognize that that's actually what was occurring. Like being with you was healing and sexually healing, not just sexually, but also like energetically, psychologically, and also physically healing all the places that I had had unconsciousness, anti-consciousness sexually, where there had been sexual violence, where all of the years of just like judgment against my body and not liking my body as a woman.
And the shutdown of your capacities too.
Yeah.
You know, like what you're actually capable of and that sexual, it's not even just sexual, but like that potency that of the body.
So when we got together, that was like a big, like there was a huge, like I would say for a couple of years, it was like this restoration process for me of just like getting through the all of the broken shit.
You know, I just want to throw in there too, for me, like it was different, but it was a healing process as well. Like I've never had a woman that's cared for me so much and like way more than I've ever been willing to care for myself. And that's, it's still changing. Like it's still changing me that having that.
And I feel really lucky and grateful that like both of us actually have a priority for kindness, you know, and caring for people. And that's, we're really lucky to have found that in one another. Not that I don't hate you sometimes. You know?
Not that I want to get away from you.
Not that just this very morning I was like, I fucking hate you.
Good time for a podcast.
You know, and it's like, so I recognize initially, like, that sex for me was, and I think for, I wonder if this is true for a lot of people, is like that copulation, if it's done with kindness, mm-hmm. can be very healing.
Absolutely.
And copulation done with judgment or violence can be very not healing, you mm-hmm. know, the other direction. Mm-hmm. So when we first got together, there was a lot of healing that occurred, and I was able to receive sexually with you in ways I had never been willing to before.
Yeah.
And I discovered through that process what was available in my body that I like didn't know it until we did it. And I would be like, ooh, all that energy. And yeah. whoa, this is a different world. And wow, through copulation, like I feel so much better. And my body just felt better and lighter and easier. And even, I'm gonna be naughty. I'm gonna say like we actually had sex this morning, and it was actually ended in a fight. Interesting, like no one thinks like, oh, let's hear about the romantic story about how they were having sex and then they had a big fight, you know. But all the couples listening to this were like, yeah, fucking totally been there.
We like to be transparent about these things. This is not about creating fantasies or illusions or making us seem better than anyone else. That's for sure.
You know, I'm autistic. I can't help myself. I'm an oversharer.
Plus, you're a huge proponent of the truth, like no matter what.
Well, my priority is consciousness.
Exactly.
And hiding things and sugarcoating things and making them seem better than they
does
are.
Does not help anyone.
Get more conscious.
Yeah.
So it's like, even this morning we had sex, and literally it was like for 10 minutes because we had somebody coming over, you know, Lisa yeah. was coming over for a podcast, and I was like, fuck, well, I got to get the door. I got to get up. But it was like, we had sex and we haven't had sex in a while. And we've been dealing with a lot of money stuff and business and traveling, and both of our lives are like just a lot of stress and pressure and production, da, 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 da. Anyways, we like had sex for the first time in a while, and something occurred for me that I has occurred a lot that is so not logical that it's difficult to talk about. But you started basically like opening up my system in a way that my first initial reaction was like to pull away or to shut down from it. And I mm-hmm. sort of caught that in the process and I relaxed. But then there was like all these other waves of like stuff coming up that I logically didn't even know were there. Yeah. Like I wasn't like, I'm going to have to deal with all this energy when we started. Yet it was really interesting. As soon as we started having or got into having mm-hmm. sex, it was like I was either going to fully relax into receiving and changing and transforming this big energy that I didn't even know was there, or react so that I could push you away so I didn't have to receive those energies and go through the transformation.
Yeah.
And so this is this interesting thing I'm discovering in our sexual exploration is how much, like, how many layers of like, will I go there? Will I open up whatever this is, even if it scares me, even if I'm like angry. And you actually asked me, like, when we had our fight afterwards, you were like, is this greater, are you opening up to greater vulnerability? And when you said it, it was totally true, but I was so fucking activated and so in my reaction that I was just like, meh, you know?
Well, the cool thing was, like, you did actually let it in. And for me, because we've been in this, we've touched this several times with sex. And for me, the cool thing to see with this time was this morning, even when Shannon was in reaction, was like, this is actually different. There's a door to something different right now that we haven't had beforehand.
Well, I'm grateful you can see it because I don't necessarily see it myself yet.
Yeah. And, but that's the beauty. Like I wasn't looking to touch this particular thing this morning. No, it wasn't like, oh, it's, I'm the man, I'm going to do this and blah, you know, it's never really like that. It's sort of cool. So we have this now. So I guess from my perspective, it was really like Shannon is like this canary in a coal mine, basically. When it comes to all sorts of stuff, like there's an awareness and it's like a really, really subtle awareness. That's something that I would not be aware of, but she'll be like this, you know, it'll come out in whatever way it comes out. And it's such a gift to,
well, what was I being a canary about this morning?
Well, there's that something's there. There's like a, like, yes, you're in reaction a lot, but I guess I'm just talking from my side of things where it's like, okay, I don't have to react to the reaction or take things personally because you were saying a lot of personal stuff. Like to me, like you fucking and in the past I would have taken it very personally, but this time, like I could notice the difference and be like, cool. And ask a question of you.
And
is this more vulnerable? And you did soften for a few seconds when I asked that question and then went back into the other sort of tirade. And
Yeah, but it was interesting, like, the tyrant. And this is the thing that I really, like, I want to shed light on, because I've never actually heard females communicating about this in any kind of, like, clear, concise way that, like, I was reacting so I didn't have to really fully receive the opening, the change, the softening, the loss of control, the orgasm, the ecstasy. And I would say in my cognitive mind, I'm like, sure, yes, I'm fully willing to receive. Yes, I fully want to, you know, open up to all the energy that's possible in my body. But if I watch what I did there and what I chose, which was to go into reaction. Now, granted, we've had other sex experiences where we've had sort of like more time and more space, and maybe like I would have gone into reaction initially, whether it was through tears, like, cause initially it was tears that came up for me, and I caught that. I was like, wow, why is that sad energy there? And instead of me questioning further and being like, okay, so what's on the other side of this sad energy, which I've actually done before. And what's on the other side of it has been like extreme pleasure and all these, like, these incredible variations of orgasmic energy, not just, like, physically, but also energetically. And it was interesting, like, because what I've discovered is that if we don't copulate frequently enough, I sort of, like, start, I don't know, like, covering up that access to those energies. Yeah. And if we copulate frequently enough, then it's easier to access that energy next time and enjoy and play and expand upon it.
Yeah.
And that's a choice we have.
Totally. And I noticed that too. Like, after we have sex, there is like, there are some days of like, there's more of an opening. And then if I don't, take care of that sexual opening, basically that energetic sexual, like, possibility that's there, then like we both start to move in different directions with that. And it's sort of like that possibility is less available. So it's like, it's a creation both of us.
Can I ask you what goes on for you when you don't return to the sex or taking, like, if we looked at sex as like going to the gym or exercising, like working out and like keeping.
That's like a good analogy, actually, because my response is probably similar to like both of them. Like when I go work out, or because I've been enjoying going to the gym the last couple of months, which is very unusual for me, that type of exercise, it's incredible. Like I'll have this incredible workout and then it's easy to go for me into like excuses or, but I've got this on or this on, or it's like, oh, but
I'm too busy
time,
or I'm too lazy.
Like these different excuses, basically.
No, I do the same. Yeah.
Rather than making it a priority and recognizing what it actually creates, not cognitively going, oh, because it's going to create this or this, or like not a reason or a justification, but a result, but a energetic recognition of the possibility.
Yeah. Cause I remember listening
and generating that possibility. Because every time we touch on this and have the sex or have that closeness, it's like generating that possibility. It's just like a body. Like if you don't, like you said, if you don't exercise it, imagine you didn't move. You're just like laying around in bed all day, day after day after day. Like you're not generating your body and it becomes what it becomes.
Yeah. And I guess it depends on like who's listening and what their priorities are. Cause I know if I lay around, like my body starts hurting.
Yeah.
And I also recognize like, even though we had a fight today, we had like sex and then fight, you know, I actually, my body still feels like incredible just from
touching that sexual possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an interesting like, question and conversation. It's like, what, like, do you I guess we can look at like, do we prioritize like sexual, like the sexual practice? I remember listening to Barry Long, who's one of my favorites. Like if you guys ever get a chance, like listen to, Barry Long. I think it's called Making Love. It's on YouTube. You can listen.
Not to be confused with Barry White. Very different guy.
Yeah, Barry Long is just like very British. Or he's British or Australian.
British white guy.
Like sex guru who actually died of prostate cancer, funnily enough. I don't know if that's funny, but wasn't into all of his stuff, but he's got this audio called Making Love. I think it's called Making Love. And you can listen on YouTube.
Yeah, it's like an audio series.
Yeah, it's two parts. There's part one and part two. And he talks about like prioritizing sex. And I've heard this from other people too, like have sex even when you don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. And I really took his words like under my belt at one point, and I was like, okay, well I gotta commit to da da da. And then it didn't fucking work. I was like, well fuck that shit. Like I don't wanna fucking have sex right now. I wanna clean the kitchen, or I wanna like work on my computer, or I wanna like go for a hike, or I wanna be mad at you, or I wanna fucking like feel bad about myself, or I wanna, you know. So that was interesting. And then what I'm realizing in this conversation now is really bringing it back to like, yeah, okay, it's a choice. And what I love about the tools of access to bring in that to this conversation is like, we've got these amazing tools that like, I would even say like that the sex we had today, even though it ended in a fight, even though it seems like it's now ending in like a greater possibility, is that like, I wouldn't have been able to get to sexually opening at all if I didn't have the tools of access, which are the clearing tools, the body processes that facilitate really a dynamic clearing of all the heavy duty shit that comes up for us around sex.
Totally. And I totally agree with that. If I didn't have the tools of access and wasn't like participating, and I just mean in my own life with the tools of access, because you have to use them, FYI, I would not have this possibility myself. You know, like before Access for 10 years, I did all sorts of stuff, including men's groups and including like men's and women's stuff. Mm-hmm. And that possibility was never available to me until I got clear on myself and like the awarenesses that I have, like getting clear on what all of that is.
So what are some of the ways in which you have gotten clear? Like, was there a tool that you like that we could share with them? Or is there a particular one you like to use a lot?
One that I talk about a lot and like particularly use a lot is interesting point of view. Like, you know, for example, this morning when we ended up having a fight and stuff, and Shannon was saying all sorts of stuff, and it was basically, okay, huge volume of energy.
Because instead of it turning into the huge volume of energy of orgasm, it turned into a huge volume of energy of like angry bitch.
Exactly. And that's one route. And I could have easily gone into, oh, this fucking sucks, or this, you know, she's doing this. Or I could have taken the content literally. And I guess as a recommendation to men, don't do that. Like when there's a huge amount of energy, don't take the content literally.
And what isn't just energy? Like I was being really like verbally critical and
abusive in a sense. Like, but it wasn't like, you know, I could have taken it like that. But for me, it was like,
I was intentionally trying to drive you away.
Yes.
Which wouldn't have done me any favors.
So by me recognizing that agenda, but also like it, I totally knew that wasn't true. You know, like that wasn't actually real. So I could, the way that I have gotten to that is by using interesting point of view. Is by like, okay, interesting point of view. I have this point of view about whatever I think about it, however I react to it. An interesting point of view, she has this point of view. An interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, she has this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, she has this point of view. And when I use that enough, and this is like when I've used it, when I've been in reaction in the past, it's sort of like, okay. And then there's a lightness that occurs and that shifts the energy. And then you don't react. And that means the other person reacts less, or it just shifts whatever can shift at the moment. And this morning I had a very different space where I didn't have to react to it. I did end up just walking away at the end of it because it wasn't really like an avenue for something different. At that moment, we just required the space. And then we had something different. So
yeah.
Interesting point of view is so powerful and it has so many layers. The more you use it, it's like a muscle. Once again, the more you can be it. It's not just something you say in your head. Like initially you might have to start.
So when we make our points of view or other people's points of view, like significant or real, that's when we get stuck by them.
Solid.
That's when we get stuck by them. And when they're just interesting points of view, if they're not significant and they don't mean anything.
Right.
Then
you can see what either the person's agenda is at the moment. Like Shannon tried to push me away. Like that was the agenda that was there in that 10 seconds.
Not because I was right. And like, I hope that people get, and I think people listening to this might see this expression in their own experience. Sometimes it's like, I was trying to push you away, but not because like you were wrong, but because I was,
well, something was up. Basically, like there was...
Well, the interesting thing is the possibility for orgasm was up. And instead of me choosing that, I chose, you know, right, angry bitch. And how many women know this energy of rather than fully receiving and submitting to the pleasure and the out of control and the joy of embodiment, there is that.
Which is, I want to add too, choice. Is a creation. If it's a man and a woman, for example, and it doesn't have to be that gender, you know, set up, whatever. It's a co-creation too. Like it's not just up to the woman, for example, to open up and relax and have that orgasm experience. Like for me, if I'm not fully present, if I'm not willing to be out of control, I can't receive that. I can't be what's required to be with that, to facilitate it, to create that together. You know, like if I'm in my head, it destroys that possibility. If I'm not willing to be out of control with all that energy in my body, it destroys that possibility. So I just wanted to add, like, it's not, like each individual is responsible for the creation of this, but it's not, you're not an individual in that creation.
Mm. Yeah. Takes two to tango. And I mean, I guess that's this, that enters into this whole other dimension of like awareness through sexual play and being aware of your partner. And do you want to be aware of your partner? Do you want to be aware of all your stuff? And if you are willing to be aware, where that can lead, and do you have the courage? And please use the tools. It's like, I hope if you're listening to this podcast, like, okay, we're not really giving you guys like all the tools, but just recognize that, like, yes, interesting point of view is the beginning of changing, like, how you psychologically would approach life. And that we also have these other super dynamic tools and whole classes and whole courses and whole books and like whole universes of these like power tools for consciousness.
Power tools, I like that.
You know?
Have you been using hand tools? Well, here's some power tools.
Haven't been using any tools, you know? It's like...
Are you still using rocks and sticks?
You know,
sticks?
It's like you're like trying to like hammer a nail into the wall with your bare palm, wondering why it's not working and why you're in pain all the time. It's like, okay, so let's give you a hammer and show you how to really build a new world and possibility for yourselves. And so I don't know if this conversation was, you know, helpful, interesting, oversharing, like whatever, but it's, these are the kind of conversations that I'd like to be having. And I'd like to be like, it's interesting sharing this. It's interesting having this conversation and like us talking about just what we experienced this morning. Like in my world, I actually, instead of this ending up in this, oh, we had a fight, you know, the sex wasn't right or good or correct, or I didn't come right. And he's, you know, right.
Going into the wrongness of the situation.
Yeah. It's like, now look at that. We have a different choice and a different possibility, and that the sex doesn't have to be right. You just have to find out what's possible, I guess.
Are you willing to find out?
Are you willing to find out what's possible?
Yeah. Shannon was just talking about the awareness of all of this. And I want to throw in the choice as well. Like, what are you willing to choose? Because it's the choice that will create. Choice creates awareness.
And choice, I mean, I guess, awareness. Do people want to gain, do you want awareness through sex? Has that even been something that you've just sought?
Is that a choice you're willing to make? Is that something you desire?
What do you do sex for, you know, and to sort of come full circle. It's like, what is your sexual reality? Like, is your sexual reality to gain greater awareness, freedom, health, vitality in the body?
Do you want to live?
You know, do you want to live in your body? Or has sex been to abuse and to punish and to judge or to
And just
control?
Have a relief from the suffering that life is for you currently.
Yeah. Like, what's your flavor? So.
Yeah. So what do you desire to create and what can help you to have that?
Cool. Well,
thanks, babe.
How does it get better?
See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.